Welcome to Hutton Orbital Radio. It's another Thursday in the northern hemisphere of Earth in the Sol system. The nights might be closing in, but here at Hutton, Proxima is always shining. I'm Dick Chafing.
And I'm Rudolf Hucker. Before we start tonight's show, we have had an important message that the Green Room might be silent at the moment. So, Green Room, you can't hear what we're saying. Ha 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 ha. But in tonight's show, we have a collection of eccentric music to a theme that you all need to guess. But before that, we have the news.
In tonight's headlines, coup in the Stein for the mug.
Alvin weighs in one crapper lighter.
Shy retiring galactic intern retires shyly.
Johnny Five needs input.
Hutton Helper helps Hutton rescuers track trucks. There were station parties in Stein this week, or even Stein, but it's a bit of a stain. But there were station parties there nonetheless. After the announcement that Victor von Wurst, undemocratic dictator of the Democrats of New Stein, had been ousted peacefully by Brigadier Riverboat and the Hutton team. Brigadier Riverboat this week was seen on TV screens in full military regalia, accompanied by a pair of heavily armed Mama's Bog Spaniels, declaring that there was not a coup in the Stein and that Victor von Wurst was confined to his quarters for his own safety, closely guarded by Hutton troops. A coup is normally characterized by the takeover of TV stations by military personnel, the incarceration of the incumbent ruler, and strong denials that any form of takeover was in progress, which we deny. In more pleasant news, it turns out that the definitely non-military coup in Stein has resulted in an election landslide for Alvin. Rumors that everyone was bribed to vote for him with sausage treats are entirely false. They just decided that they would rather a fluffy spaniel than the Victor von Wurst ruler they had. Stein is a tight little system, a white dwarf accompanied by a Type M companion in a binary setup with a population of 8 million people over 125,000. It's yet another system where we can extract the what's it and refine our doodahs with two outposts. Rainy Landing, perfect to visit when you've got the collie wobbles, and Bombing Station. We've taken a Rennie. It has 11 planets, none of them are landable, and a few tidy little moons. Quiet, peaceful, not much going on, but a lovely addition to Alvin's domain.
With news that Alvin has expanded by a whole Stein, we're glad to report that the thorn in his side, the crapper that is Kappa, has finally been cleared of any truckers. The Ginster's Pie Wrappers have been cleared away, the old copies of Proxima Sun have been sent for recycling, after one last look, and the last vestiges of Hutton's presence, including the smell, have finally been removed. One of three systems that existed purely to put us into permanent war, Kappa 1 SETI had no appreciable value. It wasn't beautiful, there was nothing there but conflict, and Alvin is delighted to have shed this unwanted system.
With the advent of his 30th birthday this week, the galactic intern finally reached an age where he was past the debaucheries of his past and had to hang up his intern's pass at Hutton Orbital. The biscuit-munching part-timer trucker has passed into Hutton legend and onto newer and bigger things, and Alvin was left without an intern to make the tea, do all those deliveries that no one else wanted to, and stand in for the admin team whenever the convoys got too hairy. Lael Wolf, concerned that there was no one left to carry Alvin's treat, poos bags, chew toys, immediately started a recruitment drive for a new intern. This radio station can exclusively reveal that a candidate has been selected. Having raised Alvin since he was a pup, Miss Wolf, ever a softie for some adoring eyes and a furry belly, and that's just Cecil, has begun the training of a new mission hound to help. Cookie, as she is known, is the latest addition to the team. A headstrong young lady, much like Lael herself, Cookie is still a little clumsy. But anyone who knew the previous intern and had seen his docking maneuvers will attest that that isn't unusual. She has a habit of going through things rather than around them, just the kind of attitude that a trucker needs. Lael will be continuing to sponsor Cookie throughout her training until such time as she passes her own internship and is awarded a system and an aid of her own. In the meantime, her large paws, adorable eyes, and brown and white coat will win her many friends here at Hutton. And besides, what better way to replace Ed Lewis than with a cookie?
Commander Johnny Five, top tosser recently promoted from the galley at the Orbital, has had a bit of an incident this week. His Cobra Mark III was struggling to start. Despite Lael's sage advice to take the ailing vessel to the dry dock next to Cubicle 2, he decided that it was a simple fix and it would be far cheaper to effect the repairs himself. Despite numerous warning signs, for example the ADS honking loudly every time he flushed the toilet, he declared the ship spaceworthy after his repairs and set off to collect supplies for the Hutton Pizza Factory. Returning from Giuseppe's Pepperoni and Parmesan Emporium, he found himself padlocked and whilst reversing to change to another landing location, the ship rebooted. By rebooted we mean shut down entirely. In a fit of pique, he ejected from the vehicle, floating next to it in his remlock, and using the kind of language to his ship that's normally reserved for Goose 4291 when realizing he's been lifetime banned from yet another good billy goat meat restaurant. Or forum. Johnny Five grabbed a passing piece of scrap and proceeded to beat his Cobra to within a light second of its life, continuing with the colourful punctuation throughout until he tired out and plonked himself down on the outside of the hull. It was then that he realised that the keys were in his back pocket, and every time he sat down he was pushing the on-off button. Unfortunately, the ship immediately resumed its heading and speed, which happened to be straight into the superstructure, with Johnny Five riding the outside of it like a bucking bronco. He's now being treated in the infirmary special care unit for easily confused truckers.
The Hutton Helper, the ever so helpful tool that helps Hutton truckers track their trucking, has had an update this week. After a few minor mishaps with the servers, Commander Antarius Fusion, declared it had to be stable and commanders can now carry on tracking their trucking. With the added bonus that Alvin can now count the number of commander escape pods that are rescued from under the noses of the dastardly new red Thargoids. Thargoids do have noises, don't they? Noses? They do have noses.
Oh, they have noises.
They have noses too. Anyway. Download the latest update to the Hutton Helper at hut.forthemog.com. And that is all, folks.